our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Some sad news to report at the top, though, D'Anthony. We've lost Pat Robertson.
Oh.
Yeah, the televangelist. It's the 700 Club, right? That was the dude who lived for like 9,000 years.
Yeah.
93 years old. Fentanyl.
Yeah.
Fentanyl was the was cause of death.
Fentanyl, and it turns out he had AIDS.
Oh.
As well.
He was treating the AIDS with fentanyl is what happened there?
Well,
Common mistake.
I don't know if he was really treating it.
Common mistake. I think you got to blow some rails of something to kind of take your mind off things. But RIP to Pat and the whole 700 Club.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess there's, what, $6.99 left?
Yeah, there's only $6.99. Well, I don't know about his wife. I think she killed herself.
Did she really?
She realized that she was married to him. She was like, oh, no, boom.
Oh, yeah, and then she offed herself.
Remember, Pat Robertson was one of two people, including Jerry Falwell, who said 9/11 happened because of gays.
Right. God damn it, dude. I was trying to think of what that story was.
So nothing of value has been lost.
Was that disproven?
Well, I mean, Bush.
It's Pride Month. I mean,
Bush did 9/11, so I don't know if it's like that. I don't know. He. I've never heard George W. Bush really hating on gays.
And to be fair, the Saudis aren't a big fan of the gays.
No,
certainly not.
They love golf, but they hate gays, which we'll get to later. But yeah, Pat's out of there.
Yeah, fuck him. I'll say what Christopher Hitchens said when Jerry Falwell died. If they'd given him an enema before death, they could have buried him in a fucking matchbox.
Yeah. Nailed it.
On to bigger and better things.
Sure.
I just noticed the thumbnail for Monday's show with the porn lady. It's really funny. Bob, can you throw that up on the screen?
That's Joel. You can thank Joel for that one.
That was
a fun show. She was a great guest.
I didn't watch the whole show. I watched the clips. They were all pretty funny.
She was really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And a crazy story about it. So I interviewed her. If you haven't watched this, by the way, I highly recommend watching it on YouTube because she's doing the interview from a bed in a hotel room where she's about to get fucked on. So here's she was about to have... Yes. Yep. That is the thumbnail for that.
Yeah, that might be the best one that you've done, Joel.
Ever. Maybe ever, Joel. Yeah. Shout out to Joel back there. But yeah, so she was about to have sex on this, and I said the mattress was too small. It was a full size.
Mm.
And I was like, they couldn't have sprung for a nicer hotel room for you? And she was like... Yeah, I don't know, man. This shit's kind of weird. And then the video actually popped up yesterday from the room. And it's a real suspect porn video. She's a wonderful lady, but in a fun interview, highly recommend watching it. But I felt bad that they weren't treating her with the proper respect and getting her a suite to get politely boned in. Instead.
I mean, maybe the hotel was sold out. What city was she in?
She was somewhere in Florida, she said.
Yeah.
So. A lot of hotels down there.
What are you going to do?
It's not like you're in North Dakota, you know, and there's one like Econo Lodge. You could have gone anywhere. Treat her like the queen she is, all right? Top story of the day is the Canadian wildfires that are rapidly butt-fucking the U.S. in an unusually intense wildfire season in Canada, which has filled the skies of the Northeast with scenes of smoke and force the issuance of air quality alerts for millions upon millions of Americans. The smoke-filled air is being pumped into the northern tier by a series of weather features. Without an immediate reduction in wildfire activity, communities across North America could be threatened by smoke for an extended period. Now, I chatted about this yesterday or the day before briefly. I just happened to be watching the Yankees game. And I did not understand. I thought it was a storm coming in. I didn't understand what was going over Yankee Stadium. And it turned out it was this thick layer of smoke. They continued to play the game. A lot of people said that it was the equivalent of smoking six cigarettes just by being in that stadium. Since then, they have now canceled a lot of these games in New York, Boston, Philadelphia. And then as of right now, breaking news, they have also canceled the Nationals game in Washington, D.C. So that's how far down this is going. And then Belmont has also called off its racing for the evening. And let's face it, those dirtbags, if you're calling off a horse race, it must be fucking bad. You know? You don't call off a fucking horse race.
Well, I mean, it's one of the majors, too. It's the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. So,
Is it the race? I think it's just the racing at
Belmont Stakes is Saturday, June 10th.
So that's out? All of the Belmont Stakes is out? Right now, they're just saying tonight's race.
I don't know. We'll see, right?
Holy shit.
So it's...
if that goes down, that's billions of dollars.
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it's supposed to clear up in the Northeast by tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
But it's still going to be on the Eastern Seaboard for another week or so, I think, is what I read. So... I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't either. And having gone through a ton of these living in L.A., it's awful, man. I mean, you have to shut your fucking doors, windows. When you leave your house, your smoke is – I mean, your clothes are just drenched in fucking smoke. You've got to wash everything. It fucking sucks, dude. I don't know that there's anything we can do. And I don't understand why there's 200 wildfires going right now in Canada.
It's 400.
Oh, it's now 400.
Yeah, but I mean, who's doing that math?
I don't know.
How far apart do two different fucking fires have to be to not count as the same goddamn fire?
That's what I don't get. So 2 days ago, it was 200. Now it's up to 400.
That's what it says here.
Jesus Christ, man.
According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, which is spelled wrong, you know, C-E-N-T-R-E, fuck off, yeah, man.
Get out of here with that bullshit.
Here's the deal. England and Canada, win some fucking wars and you can start telling people how to spell and say shit.
I know.
Otherwise, shut your fucking mouth. Not that we win wars anymore either, but we definitely won one more recently.
We won a couple,
those
yeah.
Two cunts.
It's like a national championship.
I don't know. It's weird, man. I mean, I guess it is kind of their brush fire season up there, but it hasn't. I don't know about Canada, but here in Texas, where it's typically pretty dry, this has been an unusually moderate and wet spring to early summer period, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was just out in West Texas hunting the other day, and it's green as shit out there. I've never seen it like that in June in West Texas before. So I don't know what's going on up there. People, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, obviously, but who the fuck knows?
I think it's homeless people lighting fires in the woods.
I don't know that homeless people live in the woods in Canada.
I think they do. I think it's a beautiful place to stay. Or it could be the truckers who got fucked over in that whole sitch and they just went out to the woods to burn.
Now they got jobs.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. But I think maybe it's Zelensky.
Could be.
Right?
Could be.
I mean, he blew up his own dam, so why wouldn't he set Canada's wilderness on fire?
Who knows? Who knows? It could be just like those witches. Remember those witches we showed the other day?
They're in the Pacific Northwest, though.
Right?
No,
but
that was in Canada.
It was in Canada, but
wait, what other day
on RPR?
Yeah,
oh, I wasn't here. I don't.
Oh, show Dan the picture of this. You're gonna love this,
because we talked about the Wiccan University or whatever that's up in. I think it's in Snohomish,
right? Yes,
which is that's where homeboy is from.
Yeah. So there was that, and then there was this story that popped up 2 days ago where a woman claimed there was people on her property, and we can show this. This was from her Ring camera, whatever the fuck
that
you
looks
call
like
it.
True Detective season one.
Sure does. And so they're eating this dead deer out in the woods. Now, Bob, pop that up one more time, because this is where I'm going with this. It could be these women just burning their own bushes. And that's what's
when you say bushes,
this.
You mean their pubes?
Correct.
Doesn't look like they tend to the pubes.
But I think, you know, out of a sacrifice or maybe to fuck over the country, they're just burning down their pubic hair, and that's what's coming over.
Well,
here.
Usually, like, witch and Wiccan people are pretty conservationist when it comes to the environment.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they gave a fuck.
It's like paganism is worship of the earth in some regard, right? So
okay.
That would be surprising, although maybe they felt it was time for a controlled burn.
Yeah, and they just burn their own pubes.
Yeah, controlled burn is a good way to trim up your own pubic situation as well.
Look, you can do it with Manscaped or you can do it with a Bic lighter. It's up to you.
Well, for your ears, what the Indonesian dudes who used to cut our hair when we were deployed would do is they would take those wooden Q-tips, right, and light the cotton on fire and just roll it around your ear and let it burn the hair off. Which is a lot better than shaving it.
Yeah, because it's going to grow back weird.
Well, the other option is to fill it full of stuff and then put sticks in there and rip it all out. Like, I think Rocco did that a couple months ago.
Oh, with the wax?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks gnarly.
Just, you know, the hair in your ear is to protect your inner ear and drum from getting weird shit on it. So maybe leave it.
You know who else did it for their nose was Ray Cashcare. There was a video of him getting all of his nose hairs waxed out, and they put it on a big Q-tip like that, jam the wax up your nose, and then rip it out.
Well, sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem sweet, but with this, I'm not going to pull this off the table completely, that it's not these women just burning their bushes.
I mean, it could have been Pat Robertson, and then the Clintons found out about it and had him executed.
Could be.
I don't know how that all ties together, but
me neither.
You guys can work it out in your own time.
We'll figure it out. If the DOJ was on their side, they would. But instead, they're going against Trump. Another possible indictment for former President Donald John Trump. He received a letter from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office in recent weeks informing him that he is the target of an ongoing investigation related to his handling of classified information while out of office. Sources familiar on the matter confirmed to ABC News. Now, the point of the target letter is to put the subject on notice that they are facing the prospect of indictment. I know a lot of these headlines in the last 2 days are saying Trump is facing indictment. This is just the prospect of it. The DOJ guidelines state that the prosecutor in appropriate cases is encouraged to notify such person a reasonable time before seeking an indictment in order to afford him or her an opportunity to testify before the grand jury. Trump has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and argues he is being singled out by enemies. And his statement says, I've done nothing wrong. Obviously, that's in all caps, both in the way he speaks and the way he spells.
I think he's only typing in all caps these days.
This one only has one, but it says, I have assumed for years that I am a target of the weaponized DOJ and FBI, he wrote on his social media this week. Now, lawyers for Trump on Monday met with officials at the DOJ. The meeting included Smith and a career justice official, but neither Attorney General Merrick Garland nor Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, sources said. Now, I don't understand this at all. Biden's up for the same thing. Pence was up for the same thing. They all had documents. Why would one be charged and not the others?
They have to prove essentially that that Trump knew what he was supposed to do and decided not to do it. And then even then, that multiple requests were not just ignored, but I don't know. The standard for proving this is so incredibly high. This is all just pointless. This is effectively like when the Republicans tried 46 times to vote to overturn the Affordable Care Act when they didn't control the Senate. You know what I mean? It's fucking stupid. This is all just to keep him in the news in the court. That's it. Like, there's no teeth to any of this stuff.
But the weird thing to me is I don't think this helps the Democrats. Like, you keep reading this shit over and over and over again. People are like, man, enough already with this bullshit.
Well, it does, though, right? Because it lionizes Trump and it keeps him in the spotlight as a martyr figure when the better and more reasonable candidate that they definitely can't beat, DeSantis, has kind of left off the conversation.
But do you think with everything that's going on and Biden falling over all these places that it would matter?
Oh, yeah.
The other part, too, is have you seen RFK Jr.'s numbers? They keep going up.
Mm-hmm. But he's
super bizarre.
RFK Jr. is this year's fucking Bernie Sanders. He will get butt-fucked right out of the room.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like he's got zero chance to do anything. So,
I agree.
On the Trump thing, yeah, it's like we've seen this from the DNC playbook already the last couple of years where they either promote or fund people that they think they can beat in primaries. And they think they can beat Trump. And they're probably right.
Well, we'll find out. The odd thing to me is if you're going to charge people for this shit, you could go through every president and charge them for this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's taking classified documents, including Biden. I mean, Jesus Christ, they're all spread out everywhere.
Yeah.
My Corvette was locked
they're
up.
They're trying to draw a distinction between Trump and Biden and Trump and Obama and Trump and Bush and Trump and Clinton. All of them, by the way, mm-hmm. have had classified docs that had to be recovered by suggesting that Trump knew that what he was supposed to do and the others didn't.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't know.
It's completely made up.
Stupid. Yeah, regardless of how you feel about Trump, this is clearly just fucking... I mean, it's nothing more than a witch hunt. It's just... Every president that's currently alive right now has gone through this exact same issue, and not one of them has ever faced prosecution. As a matter of fact, none of them have even faced any scrutiny until Trump. And the only reason Biden faced any scrutiny is because Trump did, and they were like, well, got to do something.
Well, Biden did that interview where he goes, man, how could you be so stupid? How could you be so foolish and all that shit? And then, what was it, 2 weeks later, it popped him with shit in his garage. Yeah. And you're just like,
next
hey,
to
bro.
His Corvette.
Yeah, well, the garage was locked. Okay, and so was his Corvette. His Corvette was locked up. The boxes were locked up. No. Everything was safe in that garage.
No.
Yeah.
It was in a fucking filing box on the floor in a garage.
Was it?
Yeah.
You don't say. Okay.
So.
All right. And didn't they find documents in 7 different locations? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just
including
where the Corvette
was. Including
at
his attorney's
office. Yeah.
Like everywhere.
I mean, it was one of his bathrooms at the beach house in Delaware was actually wallpapered with him. So they just used it as wallpaper and was an accident, I guess.
I was using them for a birdcage to soak up all the fucking, because they shit kind of, it's liquidy, you know.
It is, yeah.
But
a lot of newspapers.
Nobody buys newspaper anymore.
No, they sure don't. And that's a shame. That's a shame. Next up, Eric Adams' new migrant plan. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City now wants to start paying everyday New Yorkers to shelter migrants in their own homes. This has got to be a fix.
Oh, no, it's real. Bob,
there's no way.
Jump on Twitter and see if you can't find the video of him giving this press conference. It is,
come on, man.
It is some of the most clown world shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life. I mean, just incredible.
What?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way. What does he want? So, hey, if you have like an extra bedroom, just go and stay there?
Well, so...
jokingly, I've said this for years. If you really cared, you would just do this. Is that what he's actually recommending?
Yeah, yeah. Just play the video.
Okay.
This, sorry. We're disciplined and we're executing on it. It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residence.
Everyone behind him is unhappy.
Who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place,
what?
We can take that $4.2 billion, $4.3 it may be now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations.
Aren't religious institutions?
Right, press pause.
Yeah, so let me translate. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Not from black to white or nothing. I just mean from politician to actual human being.
Okay.
I don't want it to be racist.
Cool, but obviously.
But it might take a racist turn. It depends on how I'm feeling.
And I'm fine with it.
So basically what he's saying is we fucked the economy so badly that, hey, you got a spare room in your house? Well, we also butt-fucked this immigration issue. Why don't you just let us pay you $140 a night for random fucking Mexicans to stay in your home?
No
right?
way, dude.
That's what I swear to God, that is what he said.
$140 though?
Yeah. So he says there are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. And then hold on. It's he did say that the city would pay places of worship a nightly rate of $125 for each asylum seeker, code for illegal immigrant.
Fuck right? you, dude.
And then which is cheaper than the $380 it costs to put them up in a fucking in a hotel room, right? Or they've turned a lot of hotels into shelters. We've had friends, including Lauren, who've been booted out of their hotel reservations to put these dummies in there. Then he says, if the private residence plan goes ahead, it would mean that New Yorkers are being paid more to host a migrant than foster parent is given to raise a child. Right. So
it's way more.
So yeah, the state pays a daily allowance of $40 for children over the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like $140 a night for if you just let, I swear to God, dude, that's the plan. It's just like, You've got a two-bedroom flat somewhere in the Lower East Side, and like, hey, that other bedroom, dude, why don't you put an illegal immigrant in there? We'll give you $140.
We were going to Airbnb it, but now we can just put a Mexican
in. This is fucking
with
crazy.
With the occupancy rate, if they can guarantee me 28 days a month occupancy, I'll think about it.
This isn't even
the I know you would, Giorgio, but you're the one person who would consider that.
This isn't even the craziest shit he said. He's like trying to like cut down on meat consumption in New York City. It's wild.
Yeah. Well, that we've talked about in the past, which is dumb. This is incredibly dumb.
Well, you know, somebody ran an article yesterday. My buddy, Take Naps.
Yeah.
He's really funny. I use his, he's got a real name, but just look up Take Naps on Instagram. He's really funny. Bobby Sausalito's name, but.
He's been on the show before.
Somebody ran an article. It was like, a lot of people think that buying your produce locally is good for the environment. Well, think again. It's like, the fuck are you talking about, you stupid bitch? Like, the premise of the article was that transportation carbon is less than production of fruit and vegetable carbon. Which is categorically not true.
Right.
Like 81%, I think, of all the carbon that's created artificially is from transportation. And the guy who funded the project, believe it or not, it's Eric Schmidt from Google, right?
Okay.
One of the former Google
CEOs.
Yeah. The company that he's running now is a global shipping company. It's fucking crazy, man.
Weird.
This is like the weirdest coincidence of all time. These people all need to be executed and thrown into the fucking ocean.
Man, dude, this is why we call it fake news. This does not seem real. When I saw this, I was like, there's no way. If you didn't have that speech, I don't know that I would have believed
it. It would be hard to believe, So I do a lot of fucked up shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drugs, alcohol.
Sure.
Debauchery, right?
Yeah.
I time travel on a regular basis. I don't know where I am right now.
Obviously.
And every day I wake up and I think to myself, well, we can't get any fucking dumber than this. God damn.
I know.
And then around 2 p.m., it's like, oh, fuck. We've doubled. In one day, you know what I mean? So
I'm trying to put a positive spin on this, so hear me out.
Well, it's like folding a piece of paper in half. You can only do it seven times, right? You can only do it seven times before it becomes too hard to fold anymore, and I feel like we've passed that limit at this point.
Well, hear me out on this Mexican thing, all right? Can you choose, is there a website where you can choose who you stay with? And any chance you could clean up one of the hotter ones,
yeah, maybe
female wise, and then stick her in there, because that seems like it would be a fun thing.
How are you not gonna? I mean, in my head, I'm thinking like a Fred, not Fred Sanford. What's his name from? What's the Moving On Up guy?
George Jefferson.
George Jefferson. I'm thinking of George Jefferson. And he's just putting these dudes to work. He's like taking the $140 from the government and making them do fucking manual labor around the house.
I mean,
that's what's going to happen here.
That feels like that's what's going to happen. If you get a couple of these broads in there that are hotter and can clean and maybe cook,
they could reopen Scores. I think Scores is shut down.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
God damn it.
Or maybe they moved it. I don't remember.
We got a business plan right here.
Say again?
We got a business plan right here.
We do. You can have your own live-in maid. All right. So 140 times 30. So what are you looking at there? $3,500 a month, probably somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Close to $4,000 actually.
Plus
$4,200. Yeah. So $4,200 a month. That's what you're getting. And let's say you get a hot one. Right. Mm-hmm. You're a single dude. You clean her up. You give her some food on top of it. That would easily pay for your rent for the month.
$4,200.
Yes,
in New York.
In New York, yeah.
I mean, if you're in a,
you're right there. It's right on the line. It's about $4,000.
If you're in a studio, yeah.
If you're on the Lower East Side, you can still get away with it. You're not living in Midtown or the upper East Side, but let's say, yeah, you're Lower East Side, kind of down by the fucking bridge, all that shit.
You mean New Jersey?
Yeah, you clean up one of these hotter ones, dude, and then you can fuck her, and then she works for you and cooks and cleans and all that other stuff.
I'm not sure.
Maybe
part
you
of the
have
deal.
A new life. I don't know, but let's put a positive.
And here's you got to red sell this, right? You know, you need to know the risk involved if you're trying to bang. An illegal immigrant. She's definitely not going to get an abortion if you get her pregnant. I just want to, everybody just know the deal here, right?
Sure.
She wants that anchor baby.
Well, look, do they know enough? Do they even know what Plan B is?
They know how to get cream pied.
I understand that.
Because there's a fucking million of these sons of bitches.
But let's say you threw a little Plan B in the drink at the end of the night, or you said, hey, you've got to take these immigrant vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we have the micro factors here from firstformer.com/drinkingbros. And these are great. And there's little pills in a bag, and you can see it right here. Now, let's say we had our own, but it was Plan B in there, along with some other vitamins.
Yeah, prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
But just to keep the skin going.
Exactly.
You know? Giorgio, get us a pill press and just have immigrant vitamins.
Just put on there.
It's a little bit of Molly, a little bit of Xanax, some Plan B.
Yeah, a little bit of Monica. We'll put that on the side of it as well. And then, yeah, man, I'm not really seeing a problem here other than you have to go down and kind of scout. You got to scout them out.
Like, I think like American Idol. You just set up an app, right? And you swipe left or right on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we already got the technology for that.
Just call it IHNYC, just Immigrant Housing NYC, and then you put your picture on there, and then you go down. It could be like the dogs, like at the malls where you just kind of pick them out, and you're like, you know, you're looking through the window, kind of wiping it off, and you're like, oh, man, I'll take that one. She's the cuter one. And then you pull that one home.
Well, you know what would be fun is like that one, and then a girl's like me. I'm like,
No.
The one behind you. One with the fucking bolt-ons. Exactly. You know what I'm talking to. Get the fuck out of the way, bitch.
The one with the heavies back there.
I was trying to be nice, heavies. And you got in the way.
I don't think they come with bolt-ons. You got to do that for them.
That's fine. As long as you got to fucking, you know, it's you marry the ass, you buy the tits, right? That's how it works.
Yeah. And then I think everybody who voted for this dumb son of a bitch to be in office here, I think they should have to do it. Just for like a month and see how it goes.
I think the governor's or the mayor's fucking house, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably got a dope-ass house somewhere downtown.
Yeah, he does.
Or City Hall. Just put him up there.
Why not?
You know, fuck you.
I don't really understand what's going on here. And then give that a shot there. But those immigrant vitamins, yeah, go ahead and patent that and trademark it because we got to get that out.
We need to write a jingle to immigrant vitamin. Fuck you. And it's a fuck you at the end.
Fuck you, immigrant vitamins.
When you're climbing the wall and you need it all.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, I mean, and then if they're super effective, you can start launching them over the fucking over the river there.
Yeah, dude.
That way they'll have them before they even get in. They're already juiced up on fucking all kinds of drugs.
Fuck yeah,
and
dude.
Plan B.
When they're swimming the river, you're about to quiver. Immigrant vitamins, I'll save your life. And then, boom, they're here. Give them the vitamins, cream pie them, and then have them cook and clean. Yeah. Probably the most offensive thing I've ever said on this show.
Well, the reason we're saying such ridiculous things right now is because this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Of all time. Never seen anything like it.
And it purports to be humanitarian. That's the dumb part, right? It's like, oh, we got to take care of these people. Like, okay, cool. Here's what we should do. Fucking put them in strangers' homes. Look, we're adopting Mexicans now. What the fuck are we doing, man?
D Money in the chat says there's a lot of stairs in New York housing. There sure is.
That's true, especially lower east side. You're looking at a 6-floor walk up.
And that elevator never fucking works.
No, they don't work.
Dude,
and even if they do, there's some asshole moving in that day and you can't use the fucking elevator all day.
And it's just like, hey, dude, I'm on 7. Can I get in there? Squeeze in there? Nah, man, I'm moving.
You're better off going up the fucking fire escape, to be honest.
God damn
Good luck, it. Assholes. New York is a fucking unlivable shithole now. That's why in
That's
the past,
fucking crazy.
Per year right now, about 1.2 million people are leaving New York, and about 1.4 million people are leaving LA. 1,200 people a day, give or take, from both of those cities are leaving to come here, to go to Nashville, or go to Miami.
Ironically, North Carolina. There is, if you go and look at the U-Hauls, they're mostly rented out. Somebody
How
brought
do you
that
say
up
U-Haul
to Gavin.
In Spanish?
Is it still U-Haul?
U-Haulo? Because that kind of sounds Hawaiian.
Yeah, do you have a translation on that?
Anybody? Do you guys even work
Bob,
here? What the fuck are you doing, man?
I'm searching it right
God
now.
God damn it, Bob.
U-Haulo.
It's still U-Haulo.
Bob, you need a handset. You need to be hands-free, or a headset, rather.
Yeah, let's get him one of those Garth Brooks ones.
But it is. It is
with a little thin, skinny mic.
Yeah. Standing outside the fire.
It is U-Haul also in Spanish.
Is it?
Yeah
but
Son
what,
of a bitch.
U-Haul is, it's shortened to U, like the word U and then haul, right? So
yeah.
To something, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, to
what is haul? What's to carry in Spanish? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, me neither. I stopped caring about that a while ago.
It would
ago.
Be
so, bailar is to dance, and that's the only one that I need to know.
Let's see, haul can be
carry,
carga,
to
levar or
to levis, to or yevis,
maybe
it's two L's.
Just when you think it couldn't be any more offensive, there's nothing like a set full of white men butchering a language.
I don't give a fuck.
Also, transportar.
If they knew anything, they'd be fucking speaking English.
Yeah. So. Mucho dinero, friend. Craggers in the chat just gave us $100, by the way, speaking of mucho dinero. He says, you would think Canada would be wet from them tears of not having a team in the Stanley Cup. So, I agree. It's down in Florida tonight. Richard Enormous, a.k.a. Dick Enormous here for $22, says the rhetoric from the Quebec government about these wildfires is very similar to the lockdown era, but with a climate change flavor up there.
Oh, that's what AOC was talking about on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, and I think she's right. You know, it is definitely not Wiccan women burning their bushes, but it probably is.
I mean, maybe they got crabs and they were dragging their fucking coochin ass across the turf, like a dog, because my dog does that when his butt itches.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the friction started a fucking forest fire. Stranger things have happened.
Real quick, can I buy AOC? Is that one of the things? Like,
she's Puerto Rican.
But are they not escaping any oppression?
No, it's already a U.S. territory. So
we already own
it. They can come here whenever they feel like it.
Fuck.
By the way, she presumably has a residence in New York City.
Right. So, but couldn't she open up her doors and her heart?
She literally could, and. More importantly, she, I assume, has a residence in New York City because obviously she's a representative from the Bronx.
Sure.
But she's not there all the time.
No.
Probably not even there most of the
probably
time.
Probably not there most
she
of
said,
the time.
She said, I watched an interview with her the other night. She said 50-50.
What is literally the excuse for her to not move immigrants into her house?
Well, she didn't even move her abuelita up here.
No.
When fucking there was a goddamn hurricane.
Hey, remember that? Puerto Rico. Remember that? Gam-gams got stuck in...
My grandma stuck in Puerto Rico, poor and hungry. Like, you're wealthy.
Abuelita.
Just go pick her up in your car, bitch.
She's stubborn. Her she Tesla, doesn't want to leave, you know. The abuelita doesn't want to leave.
Fuck that. Kidnap that bitch.
Yeah, throw in the back of a van, dude.
Smack her in the face with some raw chicken you find on the side of the road. You can find it everywhere.
And then get her ass up here.
I don't think Richie Valens was Puerto Rican.
Richie! Just start screaming it outside the Abuelito's house. I'm down for it.
You know what's irritating is how much better looking Louis Diamond Phillips was than Richie Valens. Richie Valens was an ugly piece of shit,
dude.
He
was fat.
This nasty looking face, little retard, squishy face, and then you get Lou Diamond Phillips to play you. Fuck that!
You
shit.
Got lucky with LDB playing you.
Yeah,
dude.
They should have picked. I don't know who they should have picked. Somebody ugly. That's one of my pet peeves when ugly people get hot people to play them in their fucking biopics.
Sweet Lou, I think, was nominated for an Oscar for that performance.
I'm sure he was. It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. The brother should have been nominated though. Isai Morales. Yeah, pop up the real Richie Valens. Look at this dumpy fuck.
Yeah, look at him. He looks like he's fucking been attacked by a cougar or something.
But the only way
actually,
Hollywood
you know what he looks like right
movie.
There. He looks like he just walked in and saw his grandma getting fucking railed.
Sure did. He's like, oh no, shit.
Grandma, abuelita, no,
abuelito.
That's where the song came from. He's running out of the room singing La Bamba.
Yeah, dude.
Does anybody know what La Bamba means? By the way.
Un porca di sasha.
I have no idea what La Bamba means.
I don't either, but I want to take this as far as we can go today, because we've gone there.
I'm looking. I'm going to see what La Bamba means.
It translates to the Bamba.
The Bamba, yeah.
Oh, shit, the Bamba?
Hold on, guys.
Is it a place?
Bob needed ChatGPT for that.
I understand. I didn't know what it meant. So
ChatGPT is the best translator on the internet.
Yeah, right?
Also,
I just
Bamba
needed an answer.
Spanish, but apparently Bamba is just a word, just like random letters slapped together.
Hold on.
Perfect.
Ask ChatGPT what the fuck La Bamba, or what Bamba is, rather.
Is it Mo Bamba? Could be. Is it the whole Mamba family? The Bamba family?
What is Bamba?
Yeah, I'm Shaq West.
Bamba. Well, Bamba is a snack made of peanut butter flavored puffed maize.
Oh.
In Israel. But I don't think that's what he was singing about.
No, me neither.
Actually, it seems to be a song about a bouncy castle. That is, in some regions, Bamba can refer to large inflatable or bouncy castles. In certain contexts, Bamba can be used as slang to describe something fake or low quality.
Mm.
So you're telling me one of the most famous songs of all time is about a goddamn bouncy castle?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Because he says, un necesito. It is necessary. If you're having a party for children, you don't get a bouncy house, you're out of the fucking friend group.
Think about how joyous that song is and how joyous being inside of a bouncy castle is. This adds up.
Yeah. It all shakes out to me.
This is why this guy's fucking dead.
I know. He got on that plane for a reason. I bet you fucking Hillary had something to do with it. Get on the plane. Get on. Wait, who was the other guy that died? Gary Busey played him. The white guy.
I don't know.
Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly. Yeah, dude. Mm. Buddy Holly also died on that flight with Richie Valens. Right? There's the two of them on that fucking thing. And they both went down and they're dead now because of a bouncy castle.
Clear Lake, Iowa. You should. Another reason to never fucking go to that bullshit fucking state.
Doesn't exist.
Get the fuck out of
here. Doesn't exist. Sponsor-wise, we're brought to you by fucking Ghostbed. I'm sure they're amped about this whole first half hour of the show.
Whatever.
Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Now, it's half off if you get the adjustable base, which is the most popular version is the Split King. The reason why I'm laughing is if you were storing an immigrant in your house and you want to get the adjustable base in New York, I would recommend getting the Split King so that way that dirty fucker can go to sleep before or after you, or you could actually take his remote control and put it back down if you have a one bedroom. Now, if you have a two bedroom, unnecessary. But if you're trying to get the extra $4,200 a month, gotta get that Split King, brother. You're gonna want him to stay up all night while you sleep. Okay. God damn it, they're gonna love this all the way around. You get two remote controls instead of one. And if you want a new mattress for your immigrant, you're getting 40% off right now with the promo code Drinking Bros, right? You're getting two free luxury pillows. It's one for you, one for your immigrant.
Should we
just take advantage of the deals?
Should we get them to change our code to immigrant? I mean, you're going to need an extra bed. A lot of people have a second bedroom, but no, it's an office or something. And these little fellas, I know Mexicans are small, but they're not sleeping on top of your desk.
No.
You got to get them a fucking mattress.
You got to get them a mattress. And right now, again, you're getting two free pillows with that mattress. So you can each have a pillow to rest your head on while you're getting that extra money from New York City. And Eric Adams up there.
I mean, it's one day. Oh, for one of the pillows, it's about one day worth of Mexican money. So, you know, cash in, and you got 30 other days, or 30 or 29, depending on the month.
Yeah, so, man,
You pocket that money.
You're saving a lot of pesos, brother. So it's just 40% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. You can get sheets. You can get an RV mattress if you don't want to spring for the whole mattress,
or a dog bed.
Yeah,
which they haven't come out with a dog bed yet. Can you imagine? There's like 30 Mexicans living in your house. They're all sleeping on those little circular dog
beds from Ghost Bed.
Curled up. Come on, man. This is fucking stupid.
You're trying to make that extra cash to pay for inflation. New York is expensive
this
already.
This is the dumbest period in human history right
now.
Oh,
man. Promo code Drinking Bros at checkout there. 40% off. And when you go down to the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go plan. There's no interest if you have decent credit. When you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned for you and your new immigrant are applicable with that, and they're forced to give it to you. So
yeah, they're not anti-immigrant.
They're not. We want to make that clear. Ghostbed isn't anti-immigrant. They never have, and they never will be. They let white people sleep on it. Immigrants sleep
doesn't
on
matter.
It. Doesn't matter. They're across the board, good to go. So support them, because they support us. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, now we're getting a serious story. Twitter is silencing all the Uyghur Muslims. You can go ahead and take this one, D'Anthony. Oh, I clear my throat here.
So the East Turkestan Government in Exile, the ETGE, has raised serious concerns about the quote-unquote search bans imposed by Twitter on their accounts, as well as other accounts critical of China, such as the Central Tibetan Administration. This move effectively silences voices protesting against the Chinese government's genocidal policies on the platform. And as we know, there's about 1,400 active Uyghur Muslim concentration camps in China right now. Mm-hmm. And free speech absolutist Elon Musk has decided that it's more important for the platform to stay live in these areas than it is for him to do the right thing as a human being.
Yeah. Right?
Searches for East Turkestan government in exile, Salih Hudiyar, The CTA and other accounts critical of China no longer yield any results on Twitter, which means they have manually gone in and shadow banned those results completely. This is unprecedented.
Is it for Twitter?
Yeah. Well, for anybody, I think. And it comes, it's an unprecedented restriction on visibility. Like they've been doing the same thing, well, for the China part.
Okay.
For they've already been doing it in India and Turkey.
For years, right?
I don't know about for years, but since Elon's there, been there, they've responded positively to every single request from those two governments for censorship.
Right.
And he continues to fucking say that he's not doing it. Matthew Iglesias has called him out on it several times. He goes, "You're a knucklehead. Show me one time where I actually had a choice. You always have a fucking choice because mm-hmm. you own the goddamn platform, bitch." So he met with Elon Musk met with senior Chinese officials in Beijing last week, I think, to expand Tesla's business operation in China, which led the East Turkestan government in exile president or prime minister rather to believe that there's a potential external pressures on Twitter to suppress dissenting voices. Of course there is.
Yeah.
Ahead of Tesla's Elon Musk's meeting with senior Chinese leaders on Tesla's expansion in China, it was reported that many Chinese firms, including Tesla's main car battery supplier, Contemporary Amperex Technology Limited, had invested over $2 billion in lithium mining and extraction projects in East Turkestan, the region where the Chinese government has been waging a genocide and forced labor campaign since 2014. So Elon Musk's entire business is built on slave labor in Turkestan, slave labor in Africa for cobalt, right? Like, and I just don't understand. And then you back it up like, hey, look, sometimes you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. That would be something somebody said. What other choice do we have? We got to do this to progress and shit like that. Maybe. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're using your platform. You buy this platform under the premise that you're a fucking free speech absolutist and you're trying to save the world. And then the people who need you the most, you silence. Elon Musk is a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah. To the whole PGA thing this week, dude, I think everything's off the table now where it's just like, all right, great, man. Somebody doesn't care. Somebody get bought out. Somebody get silenced. I don't think it fucking matters to anyone anymore. And
I never thought it did. I've been saying this since he took
the thing over. I know you haven't, dude. I've held out some hope for the world, Dan, and there isn't any. Like, I'm at the bottom of the barrel now.
There's plenty.
Saying, there's nothing there.
There's plenty of good people out there.
There is good people.
Elon Musk just isn't one of them.
I understand that. But let me back that up, I guess. There is plenty of great people in the world. However, it seems like there is no great people running these major corporations.
And certainly not. So, no. Everybody puts commerce before ethics. And according to a new study published by Sheffield Hallam University's Center for International Justice, several Chinese corporations, including Tesla's principal supplier, CATL, are involved in the ongoing forced slave labor of Uyghurs as well. Not just in Turkestan, but also in China. Mm-hmm. Right, they're part of the slave labor camps. You know, just stop worshiping people. People will always let you down, myself included. Like, you shouldn't believe anything because I tell you or because Elon Musk says it's true. You should research things, investigate, and if it's true, it's true. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah.
And you should anchor yourself in principles, right?
Even the people that try to, I look at Rory and this PGA story is coming up next, but I look at Rory McIlroy and all those guys who were just blindsided by what happened to them. That guy genuinely tried to anchor himself in principles and then just got butt fucked. I mean, just absolutely fucking butt fucked.
Satyagraha is the principle that our civil rights movement co-opted and kind of transliterated the meaning from its original meaning into the idea of passive resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it means. What it means is I'm going to do the right thing and accept the consequences no matter how bad they are. And Rory should fucking retire right now. If he had any fucking courage at all, if he has any balls on his body, he would retire right now and never play for the PGA again.
I'm surprised they just didn't walk. Delco and I did a golf show yesterday where we, you know, once a week we always pick the odds. I'm 4-0 this year. He's never won. And it's great. But with that, I thought for sure this week half of those guys would have walked off tour and protested or something. Nobody did. Delco, nobody left, right?
No.
Everybody stayed.
They don't want to get paid.
Well, no, because it's also just like a framework deal that is not, again, not done. Like, it has to still pass a lot of different legal battles, and including the DOJ. The DOJ is going to step in.
But will the DOJ do anything? I mean, I'm looking at what they're spending their time on right now.
But it's also not even the DOJ. It's also the EU. So, because you also have to,
that's right.
In,
yeah, because they bought the European tour. Yeah. I look at what the DOJ is spending their time on right now, and it's all fucking worthless. Like, this shit, yes. So we'll see. And again, that story's coming up next. But first, First Form. FirstForm.com/drinkingbros. I didn't know they were on the show today. I'm just a huge fan of these fucking guys. Look, they're one of the biggest and brightest in the biz. You can go ahead and just nuke out GNC altogether. I did not think in a million years we would get them on the show, but here we are, and we use these products every single day. Their energy drinks are phenomenal. These micro factors, by the way, I'm going to hold them up to camera here. It's like a nice little bucket, dude, reminder, and it's just pills right there. I'm dumb, and I forget to take this shit. And I'm certainly not going to just parcel it out of fucking 80 different jars into one of those vitamin weekly bullshit capsule things. Like, I don't do that. I'd rather just have it right in front of my goddamn face so I don't forget about it every day. They got antioxidants in here. They got the CoQ12s. The CoQ10s, I'm sorry. Fruits and veggies, the multivitamins, the probiotics. All the things you need, all the things you're already taking. It's right there. You take one fucking bag a day, you're good to go. Joel found out that it makes your pee bright yellow, which is fun. It means you know you're healthy, you know, when it's that nice bright yellow like mm-hmm. that. And if I forget to take it, I'm always reminded when I take a piss, or I'm like, oh shit, it's not bright yellow today. I got to go take the goddamn pills.
Yeah.
Big fan. So you get $75 off. So you get free shipping when you order $75 worth in products over there. And they get a ton of stuff over there. The protein sticks are amazing. Breakfast sausage is my favorite. Bob's been dipping into that jalapeno. Their energy drinks are amazing, and they're everywhere now. I talked about on the show a few weeks ago that they were in Gold's. I just saw them in another fucking store. They're creeping up around the world everywhere, and they're like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Andy and Sal don't fuck around. They don't put out shitty products. I mean, that product's been in development for 2 years, kind of like we did with the seltzer. I mean,
no shit. Is that why it's so good?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know how it is when you're trying a new, especially an RTD or a drinkable or something like that. You see it for the first time, like, I'll give it a try. But you don't really have any expectations because most of them fucking suck.
Suck.
But obviously.
Like, for example, dude, I'll just be fucking real with the audience. Since we were in the RTD business and the seltzers and all that stuff, if I see good branding, I'll stop and buy it.
Sure.
So Prime.
But you only get one chance, right?
That's it.
Like, if it tastes like shit,
you never go back.
Like
Prime. Prime is the example.
Happy Dad.
So, dude,
no offense to those guys. I like them, but that
same
product
here.
Sucks.
I just don't enjoy the taste of it, and they're everywhere. They have great branding on both of those products. Mm-hmm. I do not enjoy the taste of it, and you get one shot with the audience, and that's it. Those guys at First Form knocked it out of the fucking park, dude. So congratulations. I just wish we owned some of the company.
Yeah.
But instead, we're grateful that they advertise with us because, man, that shit's good. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on all orders over $75. The energy drinks are very reasonable to ship, by the way. Mm-hmm. I know they're not making any money off of it, but it's amazing that they're shipping for that low of a price. So it's great. All their products are great. They got workout programs. They got apparel over there. Everything you could possibly need. Even the greens, dude. Take the greens to get going during the day. All of it. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on orders over $75. Next up, will the PGA lose its tax-exempt status? They fucking should. Barely a day after the PGA Tour shocked the world by announcing it would be joining a for-profit venture with its heretofore hatred rival, the Saudi-backed LIV Golf, a congressional bill has been introduced to strip the tour of its tax-exempt status. So that's what I'm talking about, Delco. You're going to race to put this fucking thing in here, but not block the whole deal? Like, I don't get it.
So I guess they're just going to do some, like, you know, they're going to start a for-profit part of the business and then also try to finagle a way to keep the nonprofit status. It shouldn't work at all.
No. And this shouldn't be the bill you're filing right now. Block this fucking merger. I don't get it. So on Wednesday afternoon.
Not a merger, though, because Greg Norman keeps saying Liv Goff is going to stay alive.
Somebody else said it today, too, dude. And they said, no, Liv is here and Liv is going to fucking stay. I don't believe it. I don't believe anything out of their mouths at this point.
Well, that's Alan Chipnuck.
Yeah. So it doesn't really fucking matter anyways. I don't believe one goddamn word any of those guys say anymore. Like, I'm all done caring about it. I'll watch the game and try to enjoy it. But I'm not believing any fucking, not one word that's coming out of those guys' mouths anymore.
I think it's going to get super ugly. It's going to take a lot of time. This is not going to be settled in the courts for years.
We'll see. So this rep, John Garamendi, a Democrat out of California, the third ranking minority member of the House Armed Services Committee, promotes the No Corporate Tax Exemption for Professional Sports Act, which would end the PGA's tour's ability to file as an IRS 501c organization, as it has done for decades. Dan, how is this even possible in the first place? Because I didn't know they were operating like this for years and years and years.
So was the NFL until like 2018, I think.
No shit. Yeah. How are they getting away with that?
I don't really understand the mechanics of all that. I just know that it's, you know, politicians, I'm sure, are making money.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. But yeah. Over the last 15 years, there have been several bills proposed, mostly by Republicans, that would change the Internal Revenue Code to disallow pro sports organizations earning more than $10 million in annual revenue from availing themselves of tax-exempt status. In a statement to Sportico, Garamendi couched his rationale for the legislation in geopolitical terms, of course. Saudi Arabia cannot be allowed to sports wash its government's horrific human rights abuses and the 2018 murder of Khashoggi, dude. I didn't know he was going to pop a Khashoggi in there.
By the way, Khashoggi, super buddy with Osama bin Laden. So
was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never cared anyway.
I don't give a fuck if he's dead.
Yeah, me neither. I've never cared. I just like the name.
I didn't realize bin Laden was a black belt.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know, dude, that?
He's not dead. Right? And if you go to 10th Planet, you'll see him every now and again. If you see a fucking 6'6" Saudi guy on dialysis, that's fucking bin Laden.
He goes by the name Gabe Tuttle now.
Yeah, Gabe Tuttle. Sure,
I remember when Rob O'Neill came to visit, I was like, okay, what really happened? And he told me, he was like, Osama bin Laden did karate and beat up all the Navy SEALs, and Rob in particular was crying, and he was like, "I peed my pants,"
because
he was doing the karate so good.
Then they threw his pee pants into the ocean instead of bin Laden.
Right, sure did.
That's what really happened.
Yes, so.
That's exactly what happened.
Now Gabe Tuttle is just wreaking havoc.
I know.
In jiu-jitsu studios across the fucking country, right,
and it's
now
Osama bin Laden. So if you're going up a Gabe Tuttle, this weekend, then just know it's Osama bin Laden. Did you know that helicopter that crashed on that original mission there, he actually kicked one of the blades out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
That was bin Laden.
A lot of people don't know that.
They do now, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Well, so we just outed it.
Yeah, they thought the helicopter crashed. It was actually him karate chopping it out of the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Him and Elvis. Elvis was huge into karate. It was a yellow Elvis t-shirt that I was wearing the other day, and my kid's like, why is he doing karate? He goes, Elvis doesn't know karate. I go, he fucking sure does.
It sounds like you need to hit your kid.
I did. I hit him hard.
I mean, hit him pretty hard in the face, probably.
Didn't Elvis convert to Islam as well?
Yeah, but not until
it was the later stages of his career.
Yeah, because he didn't want to give up bacon. That was the big problem with it. But
what was weird though, that was only after he started identifying as a cat. He was Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
He was Elvis, and then he became a feline, trans feline, and then he was like, "Fuck this, I'm Muslim." And
is it Yusuf Arafat? Was that what he changed his name to? Cat Stevens?
Yusuf Islam.
Oh, was that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, La Bamba was just the name of a dance.
Was it?
It's like the fucking Macarena.
Yeah, well, no, what it is really is it's kind of those moves you make inside of a bouncy castle. Yeah. That's the dance. It's
God
like,
damn it.
You're kind of imitating how you are inside of the bouncy castle.
Like, how did we get a dance into a bouncy castle today, you know? I'm really disappointed.
Nate, I don't think bouncy castles existed in the 1950s. How old are they?
Look it up.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they definitely did.
Don't just say stuff. Yeah. Trust me, bro. It's not a source.
Oh, they did.
We're not doing that.
They definitely did. We've learned a lot today.
In the mid-20th century, 1959 was, I think, is what ChatGPT is telling me.
What, when the bouncy castle came about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
That makes sense.
They crashed in 1953 and died. the day that music died was 1953.
I'm seeing 1968 by Bob Rager.
For a bouncy castle?
For a bouncy castle?
Inflatable castle.
Yeah. So we have...
So maybe he was prescient then, right?
This is a lot of misinformation.
And that's why that's why the Clintons had him killed, because he knew the bouncy castles were coming. And he was going to short the bouncy castle market.
This is definitely fake news all day today. We're just making up things now at this point. I mean, I like it and I'm here for it, but please don't take anything we've said seriously at all today. And definitely fact check all of
Well, except for the part where Elon Musk is a fucking dangerous cunt.
And the guy in New York who's renting out the rooms to Eric Adams for $140.
That I actually like.
For a day.
Because people in New York are going to pay the price for their own stupidity. Just, and that's all. The comeuppance is always good.
I'm actually convinced that if the other person who had beat... Because remember, he was the more moderate of the two.
Yeah.
I think the other person would be doing the same thing, but not even paying you.
I think every Democratic voter in New York, which is most voters, should be forced to watch de Blasio eat French fries on repeat for the rest of their fucking lives.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Holy shit.
These tasty French fries.
What do you think is going to happen with this PGA thing? You think the DOJ will eventually step in or no? I don't think they're going to do shit.
No.
They'll spend the next year on Trump going into the election, everything else. They don't give a fuck about this.
The Republicans will try to pass some kind of bill.
This tax exempt thing will probably happen, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the PGA is fine giving that up.
Maybe.
This DOJ has been pretty... They've been busting a lot of monopolies and trusts. They stopped Spirit from, I think, JetBlue combining.
They did stop Simon & Schuster and I think Penguin from combining as well. But I think there's just too much involved here.
Yazir's plan is just have this framework until Trump gets in office and then have Trump pass it through.
That's assuming Trump's going to win then.
Yeah, he thinks so.
He does think so?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the Saudis are going to be supporting Trump in the election now.
Yeah. We'll find out. I have no fucking idea. Every day we wake up, it's just a magical journey. And I can't believe we're still here. Next up, Congress will see FBI documents showing Biden bribery scheme. Finally, the FBI is willing to allow all members of the House Oversight Committee to view the subpoena document that alleges President Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme, a source familiar with the matter told Fox News. The source also said that all members of the panel would be able to view the document in question, which is an FBI-generated 1023 form. What is that exactly? Is that the tax one?
It's probably a sworn statement, because I believe this is what this is. It was a sworn statement from it's a 15-6 in the Army. I just assumed it's something like that.
Okay, so it says in a secure location. Now, God, this just happened in Congress a couple years ago. What was it? Do you remember the document it was back
then?
No,
I don't.
Because everybody was allowed to go in and see it, and then they came out and talked about it. It was like 16 people or something.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. It is unclear whether the secure location would be in a SCIF, which is a sensitive...
Compartmentalized.
Yeah, compartmentalized information. What? Dude, I was going to say it. Information facility on Capitol Hill or at the FBI's headquarters. Fox News confirmed that House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the repube out of Kentucky, accepted the FBI's offer late Wednesday and canceled the committee's planned Thursday vote to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt.
He's a fucking coward.
Yes.
You should accept their offer and also hold him in contempt because he was in contempt for over 3 months.
Fuck yeah, he was.
Fuck this piece of shit. He needs to be
they
in prison.
He canceled that?
By the way, this is the same thing that Steve Bannon got jail time for.
Yeah.
Right? This guy belongs in fucking prison.
So who canceled that? Comer did?
Yes.
Fuck him, dude. I mean, he went on every goddamn network for the last 3 weeks saying... We're going to hold him in contempt. We're going to bring him in. Yeah, it was supposed to be today. This afternoon.
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen. Here's Comer's bullshit statement. After weeks of refusing to even admit FD 1023 record exists, the FBI has caved and is now, he's trying to declare the victory. The FBI has caved and is now allowing all members of the Oversight and Accountability Committee to review this unclassified record that memorializes a confidential human sources conversations with a foreign national who claimed to have bribed then Vice President Joe Biden. So this is a confidential informant. The reason the FBI allegedly doesn't want to release the document is because they don't want to compromise their confidential informant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows who that is? Somebody that would be a go-between between this foreign national who's bribing Biden and Biden himself, presumably, right?
Right.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability. Allowing all oversight committee members to review this record is an important step towards conducting oversight of the FBI and holding it accountable to the American people. But nothing will happen. Everybody on that committee will go look at that document. They'll make a bunch of vague statements in the press over the next 2 weeks, and then nothing will ever happen.
Is it both sides who are coming in to see this, or just one? Like, how does that work exactly?
Well, I mean, usually I don't know what the constitution of this oversight, or the composition rather, this oversight and accountability committee is.
Well, Bob, actually, if you can look it up, man, if memory serves me correct, it was about 2 years ago. There was one document that I think 30 people were allowed to go in and see in the exact same situation. And then they all came out and were allowed to give their opinion on which document they were allowed access to see. I forget what it was, though. It just happened a couple years ago. It might have been related to something for Trump and taxes, maybe, if memory. I think that might be it. But check it out. With this, though,
there's 25 Republicans and 20 Democrats on the committee.
Okay, so they'll all be able to see this.
Members then include Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene,
and AOC.
Really?
And Anna Paulina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
Damn, dude, that's a hit list.
AOC's
there.
On there. Katie Porter, that fucking woman that looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember her?
Yeah.
She's a fucking imbecile. Everything she says is stupid.
Cori Bush is on it.
Yeah, Cori Bush is the dumbest. She's even dumber than that whatever Hank whatever guy from Georgia who said that Guam was going to tip over. Cori Bush is even compared to Lauren Boebert.
Yeah,
Cori Bush is the dumbest person in all of Congress, both houses.
It's a bold statement,
it's
friends.
It's not. She's a fucking imbecile.
It's a bold statement.
But nothing will happen here. All these people will see it. The people on the left will defend it and be like, "Oh, it's just hearsay." The people on the right will be saying exactly what they've been saying this whole time, which is that this is a solid confidential informant we've used before, and that it shows very clearly that Biden took like $5 to $10 million directly from somebody for influence peddling in the White House. And then nothing will happen.
Well, the only thing that I would say if they actually do something about this on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. is if they just want him out. His polling numbers are dog shit. Everybody's kind of coming after him for
his
age.
You punt on this election if you do that.
You don't think Gavin Newsom steps in?
Nope. I mean, he's wildly unpopular.
I know that.
The incumbent advantage is too big to, like, just the historical. It's essentially like, it's like taking away a home game. You know what I mean? It's
but
like
even worse than that, right? Yeah. Because Biden is the only person involved in this federal election that definitely doesn't have to debate anybody.
Right.
He can sit in his fucking basement and just ride the election out.
Yeah.
Win
or
lose, right?
Yes.
Trump can't do that.
Right.
He'll lose if he does that. I think he knows.
He knows. He's got to go out and meet and greet and do the whole fucking thing. They all do on that side, except for Biden. He's the only one who can just sit this out and record from his fucking basement, and he probably will do that unless they want him out of here bad enough. Here's your out if you want to take it, Democrats. If you want to try to throw another candidate in there and just bury this whole shit.
Or just keep putting sandbags on the stage, and he'll take care of it himself. Right?
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, he's a fucking... He's an imbecile. He can't walk, so just...
Yeah. It seems like he's been drinking 8% seltzer all day long. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Today, get yourself some 8% seltzers. That way, if you fall down, just blame it on the alcohol, friend. Okay? We got four tasty flavors out there. Watermelon, pina colada, blue raz, and peach. We're in over 200 stores in Tennessee and Florida. We're in every single Total Wines in both of those states, except from Tallahassee. It's a weird nook and cranny, and you have to have like a separate distributor up there. But we're working on it, all right? And then we'll be in three new states here in about 4 weeks. Again, every single Total Wine, that is super easy. And if you're going to the ballpark this summer, we are in the Miami Marlins Stadium down there. Homeboy's sitting over 400, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Luis Arraez.
Yeah. Marlins are looking good. Third best record in the NL. And then in the American League, we are in the American League Leaders ballpark, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Not really. They're always good.
That good, though? They've got the best record through 60 games in the history of baseball.
They're in one of the more, over the last 20 years, probably the most competitive division.
Fuck
right?
Yeah.
So
It's hard.
But now the Yankees are okay. The Red Sox are not good.
Blue Jays are decent.
Blue Jays are good. Orioles are good.
Yeah.
But
it's a hard division, dude. They have best record in Major League Baseball. Head on out there. We're in the stadium there. If you're taking the kids out this summer and just want to party. And we're also in the Tampa Bay Rowdy Stadium, dude. Let's get rowdy. Undefeated in the last 7 games. Those guys are on a fucking roll, dude. We bet on them when we were at that game. And we won. We won 2-1. Let's go Rowdies, dude. That's our fucking Wrexham down there. But go to the store locator at hardafseltzer.com. All you got to do is type in your zip code or city. Boom, the map will take you there to one of the closest stores in Tennessee or Florida. Or we ship to 40 states, and you can just get it shipped right to your house. We ship by the case, 24 cans or 2 cases. You'll save $10 in shipping there. It'll go right to your doorstep. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us. Support the show. There's also a bunch of drinking bros that carry it in Tennessee and Florida, like Smoky Mountain Axe House in Knoxville. Our buddy Tim Fry and those guys up there. Charles Zeller down there in Orlando. The Universal Hotels has it. Thank you, Miami, outside the Marlins Stadium. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville has got it. Bunch of locations. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Next up, the Coward of Broward on trial. No shit. Is this fucking going down?
Yeah.
Prosecutors in the trial of former school resource officer who stayed outside of Parkland, Florida High School while 17 people were massacred. Called their first witness Wednesday, a former student who testified she and her classmates rendered aid to wounded students as they waited for help for 20 minutes after the shooter fired into her classroom. It was the longest 20 minutes of my entire life, Danielle Gilbert said. She was a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the shooting on February 14, 2018, when prosecutors say then-deputy Scott Peterson was in a position of cover for at least 45 minutes as a former student carried out what remains the deadliest high school shooting in American U.S. history. What is this going to trial for exactly? Him not acting on this?
Yeah, so he's pleaded not guilty to 11 counts, including 7 counts of felony child neglect, 3 counts of culpable negligence, and then one other additional charge that's not listed. One count of perjury for telling investigators he heard only 2 or 3 gunshots after arriving on the scene, while other witnesses said they heard more. That's just a tack-on charge. They're not going to get anything out of that.
No, and this is because this is 5 years later. I thought something might happen to him civil-wise, but this is an actual criminal. Yeah. No shit. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And it sets kind of a standard, too. I'm not sure if I've ever heard of a police officer being convicted of not interdicting a situation before.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this years ago when this happened. Like, fuck, man, we've been on the air for that long. When this happens, I remember so we had some cops on. We were chatting about this story, and it's mm-hmm. like, can you convict somebody just for being afraid?
Yeah. Well, what I remember personally taking a lot of heat because I said this guy should kill himself. Mm-hmm. And I just want to go ahead and tell you, I'm doubling down on that. He should have killed himself.
Yeah. I don't know how you could live with it.
Every day he takes breath is an affront to all of humanity. This guy's a coward piece of shit and doesn't deserve to breathe air. Fuck him.
I don't know how he stays alive.
Yeah. I don't either.
One of my favorite things about that compared to Uvalde, and now maybe people just change their minds because there was enough time in between, right, where people could have changed how they felt. Mm-hmm. But after that one, I remember being like on Twitter and saying to friends and stuff like that, like, what the fuck, man? Like, why are you even a cop if you're not going to, like, you know, get involved in the most important situation of your entire career? And people were responding to me like, you can't just run at a guy with an AR-15 like that or whatever. Like, you can't. He had a bigger gun. You know, but then these same people, when Uvalde happened, were like, fucking cowards. Yeah. So I don't know if their minds changed or whatever, but I remember having to explain to people, like, yeah, like, the guy had definitely a powerful weapon, but, like, he wasn't in, an Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just shoot at him. Try to, I don't know, do something. Like, try and distract him.
Yeah.
Anything. Make him take cover. Make him shoot at you instead of the kids.
This guy sat outside of the school in front of one of those. He was out front of the front entrance, I believe, next to one of the brick pillars,
mm-hmm.
undercover for 45 fucking minutes.
We showed the video on air, remember? I think it might have gotten ripped or pulled down, but we showed it. And then we were commenting on it, and we said the exact same thing of like, how do you live with yourself every single day after this went down? And then now having to be in court and facing the families 5 years later, because it's not like it got better for them.
Not just families, but children who were there at the time.
No shit.
Like, the, most of the witnesses so far have been children who were present at the time.
Yeah.
Like, looking at, I mean, honestly, I don't know how you don't kill yourself.
I don't either.
He should, by the way. I just want to reiterate that 10 or 15 more times.
Sure.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. It's a wild story. I was unaware that you could be charged for this, though. And surprisingly, this has not really gained that much press in the media. I haven't seen this anywhere, to be honest with you. Like, nowhere. I didn't know until this popped up today in fake news. One more story I want to add here, if you don't mind. And this will go back to what I was saying of if you wanted the out to get Biden out. Gavin Newsom has been everywhere, including the Today Show this morning, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, of what he said regarding guns. Because everywhere he's going, every outlet and interview he's doing, certainly seems like he's running for president of the United States. It does not seem like he's just a governor of a state who has nothing to do with this upcoming election. It's very, very fucking bizarre. So today,
well, it's not bizarre. Whenever a governor has intent to run for president, they start commenting on foreign policy and shit like that.
I get it, but you have a sitting president who is running. You've said repeatedly you're not planning to run. Why go out on the Today Show and make these statements? I want to read this one to you and
get
your thoughts on it.
Well, it's probably misdirection, right? California is fucked right now.
They are.
They're losing 1.2 million people per year. Mm-hmm. They lost a congressional seat in this past election.
Yeah.
It's the first time in their history that they've lost a congressional seat. So he's just like, fucking Florida sucks. Fuck Florida.
Yeah. But it
don't pay attention to California.
But by saying fuck Florida, you're saying fuck DeSantis.
Correct,
yeah. Who is running? DeSantis, yeah, is running. So you're going to lose your mind if you haven't heard about this one this morning, because I happen to catch it live. Governor Gavin Newsom announced he's proposing a 28th amendment to the U.S. Constitution on guns. That includes the following: raising the minimum age for buying a firearm to 21 years old. That is something that has been pitched in the past. How do you feel about that?
You can suck my dick.
Next one. Mandating universal background checks.
What does that mean?
I guess mandating that everybody has a universal background check, but don't you have that anyways?
Not between private sellers, no.
Okay.
But again, any legislation that builds lists of things for the government is unconstitutional. So nope. Next one,
requiring a reasonable waiting period. Isn't that in place, and wasn't that the Brady Bill? Because last time I bought a gun in California, I think I had to wait 10 days until they actually gave it to me.
For a handgun, it's just a NICS background check, basically.
I had to wait 10 days. I couldn't pick it up.
That's
for 10
in California.
Days. Yeah, it was in California. Yeah,
but not in the United States.
Gotcha.
As a matter of fact, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can usually buy without even doing a background check.
Okay. And will they give it to you immediately that day? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I bought guns here in Texas same day. Yeah, a bunch.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out why these exact points were on the board for what he's going to propose in this 28th Amendment. The last one is just banning assault rifles.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. And this has eaten up a lot of coverage today, and it's gotten a lot of media attention.
So the Constitution requires that 34 states would vote in the affirmative on that, right? So two-thirds of both houses of Congress to pass a constitutional amendment.
Okay.
And that's just not going to happen, man.
So I'm going to read you his latest tweet. This was from 12 minutes ago from Gavin Newsom, because everybody's been talking about this all day. And he says, even Fox News can't deny that the 28th Amendment is widely popular. Here's their most recent polling to prove it. Raising the minimum age to buy a gun at 21, 81%, he claims, of Americans want this. Background checks for anybody universal is 87% approval on this. A standard waiting period, 77%. And banning assault rifles sales are at 61%. And he's claiming this came from Fox News.
I don't know what he's referring to, but I don't give a shit if 99.9% of people agree. They're going to have to fight me to the goddamn death to take my shit away.
Well, I understand that. But why go out and make this rhetoric if you're not running for president?
He's definitely running for president at some point.
At some point?
Future, yeah.
Why do it this far in advance if it's not next year? That's what I can't wrap my mind
California
around.
Went from having, I think, a $2 billion surplus to having a $23 billion deficit in 1 year. That's why.
Okay.
He has fucked up the state to a degree that it might not recover. You know what I mean? Him and a couple of the mayors, London Breed and then that cunt in fucking L.A., major retail stores are fleeing those cities. A hotel chain just pulled out of San Francisco yesterday. They're shutting down all their hotels and leaving.
Yes.
So it's like...
I think it was the Hilton. It was a big one.
Yeah, Park Hotels, what it was. Yeah, they're gone, man. Like, they're circling the drain right now. And what he's hoping is that as the state circles the drain, he can reach up, grab the lid, and pull himself up out of there and pretend like, oh, man, that was really unfortunate what happened in California.
Yeah.
But you guys need me to lead you so it doesn't happen to the rest of the country, despite the fact that he's the one that caused all that shit in the first place.
God damn, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's one of the worst human beings on earth. He and Elon Musk should fucking twist their dicks together and make a little fucking chud baby.
Well, apparently they hate each other because he got out of there.
They hate each other because they're playing the same game, buddy.
Just on different sides. Now it's time for the Drinking Bro of the Week. You guys can submit to Drinking Bro of the Week at drinkingbros.com. All you got to do is click on the submission form in the top right. It gets emailed to us live on air, and we will read it while you're at drinkingbros.com. Go ahead and peruse the store. I got the t-shirt on today. I got the Hard AF Seltzer hat on. Got all the merch on today. Stocked all the way up for the summer, dude. The glassware is great, too, by the way. So go to drinkingbros.com for the merch, and then also send in a submission for Drinking Bro of the Week. It's a girl this time.
Say so we have someone in studio as well.
We do?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
In the fan.
Oh shit!
Area.
Come on back. What? No, he's sitting with Joel. That's not that.
No. He's right fucking here on the leather.
We'll bring him up. I tell you what. While you're coming up, sir, I'm going to go ahead and read this one since I already cock teased it to the audience. Swing on around by Dan's desk. And then put that microphone about an inch from your face. And I'll read this one submitted from Emily Pintus from West Virginia. She's been a listener since 2019. She's nominating Sergeant Corey Maynard, who is deceased. Thank you for putting that. So that way we didn't go ham on some weird story. I'm nominating West Virginia State Trooper Sergeant Corey Maynard. Mr. Maynard was shot and killed on June 2nd, 2023. This type of thing doesn't happen in West Virginia often. Thankfully, I didn't personally know Mr. Maynard, but we have mutual friends, and by all accounts, he was a great guy. Also, if Hot Bob wants to look up the douchebag who shot him, I think you guys will enjoy his mugshot. The shooter is Timothy Kennedy of Beach Creek, West Virginia. Bob, if you want to pull that up. Timothy Kennedy is spelled exactly like it sounds, and Beach Creek is B-E-E-C-H Creek, West Virginia. He turned himself in after a short manhunt. I never like giving these guys any attention, but more mugshots like this would be nice. He fell a few times on his way to the jail. Oh, shit, dude. God damn. This is exactly what should happen, and this is exactly what used to happen, dude. You take them to an empty warehouse and beat the fuck out of these guys. Love to see it. Emily, shout out. This is a great one today. Fuck this guy. And then shout out to the stairs, wherever he fell on to create all of those bumps and bruises so conveniently located on his face. And then cheers, dude. I didn't even see you back there. Where were you?
Yeah, we fucking snuck in like 2 minutes in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, dude. Did you drink some Hard AF seltzers?
Yeah, I had two. I'm gonna sneak a third, though, for
sure. There you go. Fucking pile them down, dude. It's raining here. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I think my wife's a little drunk, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she here?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I can't see back there. So yeah. I get this monitor blocking me. Tell everybody your name.
My name's Derek Smith.
Hell yeah, Derek Smith. How long you been listening?
Shit, dude, since like early 2020.
Nice, dude. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, we're from Denver. Came down here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you bring some weed?
No.
Come on, man. Come on, brother.
Burned it all down before we came, dude.
Did you really?
No.
Every time we come back from Denver, we bring a bunch of great shit. I love their dispensaries up there.
Yeah, we got a lot.
The best in the biz.
We got a lot.
They're beautiful. They're convenient, and there's not a lot of dirty ass people hanging outside around them.
False.
Oh, now there is.
Oh,
shit.
Big time false.
Shit. When we were there last time, it was great. We didn't have any issues.
Yeah,
so now,
yeah, it's...
Is there a lot of homeless up there?
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That's shocking to hear. You think it's just too cold for homeless.
Yeah, the guy who brought us here, actually, he brought us in a Tesla, and he's like, yeah, sorry to Denver, but Austin basically shipped all the homeless people up to Colorado.
Did they really?
That's all what right. he says. So I don't
want to see him. I don't want to wake up and see dirty bums in my face all day, you know? So I'm fine with it. Sorry for you.
Yeah, fucking A. I
apologize.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Can I do two?
Go ahead.
First one, got to give it to my wife. She gave birth to my daughter during COVID, right in September.
Oh, wow.
Working full-time, doing that full-time thing. She's like just now going back to work, so she's been crushing it for almost 3 years. Like, so got to give praise where it's due there. And, absolutely. Second one would be my buddy, Josh Stebbins. He's the one who introduced me to you guys, and you know.
Where's Josh at?
He's in Colorado.
All right.
Slaying weed.
Is he? Yeah. Fuck you. And you couldn't even bring us any? Your best friend who introduced you to the show?
Right, right.
Damn, dude.
I know.
That's cold blood.
I had to get on an airplane to get here, so.
You put it under the thing?
Yeah, you know.
I don't.
Whatever.
We always put it under the plane, dude. They don't give a shit.
Nah, yeah. It's CBD.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They don't give a shit anymore about weed. They kind of checked out of most shit, to be honest with you. As long as you're not rolling around with guns, like, that's all they really give a shit about.
Yeah.
They've pretty much given up on life.
Yeah, fucking A.
So next time you're in town, what I'm saying is bring some fucking weed for everybody.
Okay, man, sorry.
All right? I mean, we're giving you free hard AF seltzers. Yeah, for
you guys' ghost bed ad had me rolling back there. That was good, dude.
I'm sure I'll get a call today.
Yeah.
There was Gigi in the chat was just like, hey, dude, you guys know that you're definitely not on Patreon today.
You think you could get him to do a promo code La Bamba?
It's been one of those shows today.
Yeah, it's good.
This is one where they cut it up into pieces and then they show it to you like 2 years later and they were like, now here's why we can't have you on television anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's one of those where you're just like, sure. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I got caught in a huge storm and then ended up going on people all fucking day long today. But if you're in New York, man, pick up a fucking hot homeless immigrant, dude. Yeah, bring her home.
Two for one.
Wash it, clean her up, dude. I gotta get the fuck off the air today, dude. This is getting dangerous out here today. We appreciate you stopping by. Cheers to you and your wife. If you're in the Austin area, stop by. Studio doors are open. You guys can come on live on air and give out Drinking Bro of the Week. And shout out to Emily for the submission as well. We'll take submissions. We'll take you in the studio. We don't really give a shit. We're just grateful that you listen. Speaking of which, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. This is a 5-star, and you can walk away, all right? That's it. 5-star, boom, throw your phone out the window, burn it. I don't give a shit. Thanks for tuning in, kids. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.